Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pumpsy Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Casale. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jerry Casale. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, Neil Chrisley. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Coot Beal. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Mossy. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Don Mossy. And now, play ball. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mossy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost strikes out. White drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Yost out. One out. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Veal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button bunts towards the mound. Mossy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of K-line. Casale reaches second base with a double. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal hits a pop-up towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of K-line. Williams reaches second base with a double. Geiger goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into center field. K-line settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards short. Veal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0-for-1 in the game. Chrisley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Maxwell moves to third. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-1 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Maxwell scores. Wilson scores. Harris moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mossy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harris scores. Veal moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Frank Bauman now pitching. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Veal moves to third. Mossy moves to second. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Chrisley takes first base on ball 4. Veal scores. Mossy moves to third. Yost moves to second. It's 5-2, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is called out on strikes. 1 out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Green moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen strikes out. 1 out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. Button hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Button. Veal moves to second. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mossy bunts towards the mound. Bauman fields it and throws to first for the out. Veal moves to third. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Veal scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Tigers. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yost. The throw from White and he is out, but in applying the tag. Two outs. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Chrisley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby pinch hits for Frank Bauman. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a fly ball into right field. Chrisley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Nelson Chittum now pitching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Maxwell moves to second. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a line drive into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Geiger strikes out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty Keogh now playing center field. Gary Geiger now playing left field. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mossy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett pinch hits for Don Button. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.